It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
And welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast as we cover the very latest in property news, of course, as we start the 2024 year the way that we want to continue, and that is with plenty of real estate. And you can hear us on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, as well as Amazon. Well, our weekend is continuing with another Sunday morning. It's January the 28th today. Just a few more days and we will be talking about what the RBA is likely to be doing for the very first 2024 announcement for the year. Yes, here comes that deja vu moment, and this time for 2024. Well, in just a moment, we are going back to our time tunnel this morning with our summer series of real estate interviews with the real estate industry's leading commentators. And coming up, we're going to be going back to late October of last year. And it was at a time when we spoke to John Parks on the southern Gold Coast there, and he was talking about his beloved Currumbin, among other things. And we also talk about if you're thinking about moving into a real estate CEO position. Possibly you're in head management at the moment. You might even be a CEO and looking at the real estate industry thinking, can I bring my skill base from being a CEO in this industry to the real estate industry? And James will talk about that. And we also catch up with Pat Jameson, the principal from Blackshaw Coastal. And she's in Batesman's Bay in New South Wales, and quite a lot to talk about with Pat as well. So that is all coming up as part of your Real Estate Sunday.
Explore new property destinations where you could live with exclusive interviews covering real estate news and market insights. You're listening to the Summer Series on the Real Estate Podcast.
You have seen the Baywatch lifestyle and want to look like a David Hasselhoff or a Pamela Anderson running across the Golden Beach, looking like a taunt athlete. Now, hang on, John, we're getting a little bit carried away now, aren't we?
There's no taunt athletes on this podcast, I don't think, Craig.
Exactly right. Very hard to look like a Hoff back in the day. And what about that draw card factor that many people are seeing over Brisbane and making the move? How big is that in your part of the GC?
Yeah, mate, it's been huge. Over our past 2 to 3 years, we've seen a lot of migration from Brisbane, a lot of buyers from that space that we hadn't experienced previously. Our market's still heavily driven by local buyers, but the Brisbane buyers are definitely playing a pivotal role in both units and houses on the southern end of the Gold Coast.
Now, we talk a lot about the immigration at the moment, which is going gangbusters. Are you benefiting from that?
Oh, we definitely are. It's increased our inquiry numbers, our open home numbers, and particularly our registration numbers at our auctions as well. Clearance rates have never been so high, and that migration piece is kind of added to, I guess, the strength of the market that we had pre-COVID. And it's really snowballed on. So it's made a big difference to the market for sure.
Yeah, you talk to some of the buyer's agents and they've been having a fantastic time of it this year, 2023. And one of the key ingredients into that whole mix, the buyers that they're representing offshore.
Oh, absolutely. Like there's just, I've been working on the southern end of the Gold Coast at our Ray White Chugan office for 16 years this year, and I've never seen so much competition in buyers. So if the buyers are not getting good service from the real estate agents themselves, then buyer agents are starting to play a part, and that's across the country. You know, we're getting inquiries on a property we've got in Currumbin at the moment, and we're getting inquiries all over the world, all over the country. And yeah, it's crazy. And it doesn't show any signs of slowing down.
You locally in your area, there's a little bit more going on. There's some cranes, something that you're not necessarily used to.
Yeah, we're not. You know, there's been a lot of development sites sold on the southern Gold Coast from Palm Beach south into Currumbin, into Tjuggan. Your Currumbin areas and your Tjuggan areas are a little bit more restricted around the development, but there has been a lot of sites sold. There's been a lot of DAs approved. And yeah, like I mentioned earlier, there's a lot of cranes in the sky, and it looks like we're going to have a huge supply of units over the next kind of 12, 18 months to 2 years, which is great. It's going to bring more people to the coast, and it's going to continue to create more competition for the sellers.
And the median house price in Currumbin, I think that is sitting around $1.4 million, reflecting a 3.87% increase over the last 12 months. So that's pretty healthy, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, absolutely. Thinking back, I remember when it was around the $600,000 to $700,000 mark, and that was still quite high at that period of time. So now to think you've nearly got to spend $1.5 million to get in, it's a cracking spot, that's for sure.
Now, you mentioned extremely tightly held. You've had 3 sales in the last 12 months, which were in that vicinity of $9 million. So that's a little bit unusual, is it?
It is, absolutely. Like if you, I guess, compare that to suburbs in, you know, certain suburbs, high-end suburbs in Brisbane, and, you know, you look at the Courier and you look at the Gold Coast Bulletin, and there's multiple sales in that sort of a zone. But for us, because they're so tightly held, majority of them owned by locals, the property we've got on top of Crumbin Hill, that family's had that on a double block and they built it 30 years ago. But that's not uncommon for our area. So, but Currumbin's definitely moved in the space now where, you know, you've got some real estate that is selling for north of $9 or $10 million, which is huge considering the size of the suburb. And I can only see that constantly getting better and better. And out of those 3 local sales, they're actually all bought 3 local buyers. So again, that probably comes back to the point of how locally driven the market is. But yeah, it's exciting, mate. It's exciting times for the prestige market in Currumbin and Tjuggan, that's for sure.
Don't let dinner prep time go to waste. Plug in your earbuds to listen to a world of powerful real estate news and information.
Well, a lot depends on where they want to look and the organization's context. So sometimes we will lead a global search and we'll look all over the world for specific talent that meets their needs, whether that's growth or innovation, for example.
Yeah, that's kind of the point, isn't it? Because if there is somebody that's already in a leadership role that perhaps is not in the real estate game, can they go from one industry into another so long as they can skill themselves up into the job?
Yeah, it is possible. And there are some examples of very senior people in the region where that's the case. I do think that in a CEO role, for example, breadth of experience across real estate is helpful. Many of the top leaders start as civil engineers or architects, for example. There are people who come in from investment banking or more kind of finance backgrounds that do incredibly well. So it can be fairly broad.
And when we sort of come back to the CEOs, the leadership, they've got to kind of be skilled up to a little bit of a higher level in some ways when it does come to AI, because you've got to be across this, because this is changing at a rapid pace.
And, you know, I had a really fascinating conversation with a CEO a few months back. And I was asking about AI and a number of other innovations, and this organization was really investing heavily in that space. At one point, not AI, but we were talking about the metaverse, and they are building all sorts of developments within the metaverse. And I said, you know, what is the return on investment for this? He said, well, look, there are some elements of sales and brand building associated with it. But the opportunity cost is substantial, because if the metaverse really does take on, we'll be ahead of the game because we're investing early. If it doesn't, then frankly, the cost of us investing it is insignificant by comparisons.
If you're confused about the property market, don't be. Unlock and educate yourself with the latest trending analysis and interviews. You're listening to the Summer Series on The Real Estate Podcast.
Yeah, and I see that South Coast's property market is still actually trading well above the pre-bushfires and pre-COVID levels, with average days on the market reduced to around 60 days. So is that a little bit unexpected?
Yes, again, it's not entirely across the board. Where people are probably more very realistic about pricing and want to sort of move on with their lives, we can achieve that. Many people are still holding on to the, you know, what we'd like to get, and what we'd like to get might include a new car and, you know, sort of, a, you know, help the kids out with money. But of course, the buyer doesn't want to pay for all those things. They just want to buy the house.
And what about land values? Because with the land values comes land taxes, and I think it can be quite expensive for some people. I mean, some people can be looking at 30K a year, and that is a very significant amount of money.
It certainly is, and it's a big disincentive for people to buy a holiday house. For example, I sold a property in Mallua Bay last December, and when I sold it, the land value was $1,350,000. And by April, it had been revalued by Valuer General's department, and it's now $2.17 million. So significant increase in the land tax. And that's going to, you know, be a disincentive for some buyers, because that's a lot of money that you've got to pay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's going to hurt for sure. And just in terms of sentiment at the moment, is there more caution, do you think, when buying in your area?
There's a lot more caution because people have been re-rated by the banks since interest rates have gone up. So, for example, the average person can borrow about 27% less. So, say somebody who could borrow $1 million can now borrow high sevens, low eights. So that feeds into the market as well.
And international travel, of course, resuming in higher cash rates, it has reduced the appeal of holiday homes, causing these price adjustments that Domain have reported, 10 to 15% on that adjustment.
That's absolutely right, Craig. A lot of the people who didn't go overseas through the COVID years now making up for lost time, and a lot of them got plans to catch up with family and friends for the next 2 or 3 years, and they said, oh, look, putting a pause on thinking about getting a holiday house, just got other things happening internationally at the moment. So, yeah, that's definitely reduced the amount of demand at the coast for holiday homes.
Now, I always like to ask a principal because, you know, it's never easy in terms of going from 1 year to the next. We're kind of in that 2023 slowdown, looking towards 2024. What has been a couple of challenging things for you, Pat, there in Batesman's Bay, do you think, as you reflect back over 2023? Is there anything that's really standing out for you?
Look, it's always a challenge when the market changes, and it changes quite quickly. But I think we have to reflect on the market we had through COVID and bushfires was the unusual market. We're now trading back in a more normal market. And I've been in real estate for 20 years, so we've sort of seen these changes and plateaus come and go. So we just adjust our thinking a little bit. And luckily, we've got a fantastic sales team. Interestingly, we've just got a new agent joined us from Canberra who's very experienced, and she's a great auctioneer. She was a finalist in the Australasian auctioneering finals and only female there as well. And we found that even in this difficult market, sometimes taking a property to auction is helping to move it, because it brings the reality of what the market's prepared to pay to owners and sellers quite quickly. And we're finding that's quite a successful way to sell properties at present.
Just before I let you go, Pat, just talking about these bushfires, I remember reading about a week or two ago, it was about a shelter, these fire shelters, and there was a company, and I forget where they were, but they were trying to legislate or get it passed across the line in terms of the safety regulatory body that needed to sort of sign off. How important are these shelters now when people are buying properties?
I'd have to say you caught me out there, Craig. I haven't actually heard of them being in our area. I mean, we had evacuation centres rather than specific shelters. What has happened is that the building code has changed, and people have to upgrade everything, which is also making land difficult to sell because it's much more costly to build at present because people have to use upgraded, building materials that cost a lot more money.
Yeah, we'll have to find out what that was, because it's basically built into the ground, and yeah, there seems to be quite a lot of demand for it, but they need to get it sort of signed off so that it meets all the safety requirements. I mean, I can see the idea is a good one if it's going to save lives and it's safe.
Yeah, so I'll certainly be interested to sort of do some research and find out more about that. It's not something I've come across before.
We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia. The Real Estate Podcast.